We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Ray of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Avner Craig, and we welcome you. Father, we're truly thankful today that we believe and know in our heart that Thou art God, and we thank You for the privilege of presenting this broadcast today to this precious people. I know that You see each one. You know they're standing before Thee, and You know their physical need or spiritual need or other needs. And You've told us to cast all of our care upon You, for You care for us. So bless this broadcast and bless this precious people. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand. our subject for today's broadcast, But Without Faith, and our text of Scripture, Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. First of all, notice that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe that he is. Surely, you have to deny the creative work of God, and you have to deny the divine word of God to say you do not believe there is a God. In fact, the psalmist said, it is the fool that said in his heart, there is no God. So you must believe that God is if you're going to see God accomplish anything in your heart and in your life. Now, I believe not only that there is a God, one true God, but I also believe that his holy word is the written word of God. And I use the word written word of God because Jesus Christ is in reality the living word. Yes, he is the living word. We read in St. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that is made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And then dropping down to verse 14 of St. John 1, we read, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So Jesus Christ is the living word, but the Holy Bible contains the written word of God. And I'd like for us to look here in this 11th chapter of Hebrews, which is known by the name or what is called the faith chapter. Now, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What you see, you don't have to have faith for. But the Hebrew writer says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Yes, this world was framed by the Word of God, and it is held in store by the Word of God. So through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Cain offered God a sacrifice, and God rejected it, because sin lieth at the door. Abel offered a sacrifice unto God, and it was acceptable, because he was endeavoring to live righteous. Yes, way back there in that dim past, Abel was endeavoring to live a righteous life, that he was witness of the fact that God testified that he was a righteous man. Now, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And you know, beloved, it's possible for people to walk with God today. No, I don't expect God to translate everybody that's living right and doing what is right, but it is possible for us to walk with God, and it is possible for us to please God. Again, our text says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, but with faith, with our believing God is, then we have the privilege of walking with the true and the living God. So by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, our text says, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then going on in verse 7 we read, but by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by the which he obtained the promises of God, and he became an heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now it says here that Noah did something that had never happened before, but nevertheless he believed God that it was going to happen, and it did happen. And in the last verse of the 6th chapter of Genesis, it tells us there that how Noah did what God commanded him to do. The general thought is that it took Noah and those who assisted him 100 years to build the ark. And I'm sure that the unbelievers, the wicked of that day, mocked him and made fun of him and laughed at him and scorned him. And even after the ark was finished, and God told him to take the animals into the ark and then take his family in, he was in there for 6 days with nothing happening. And doubtless people mocked him then, tried to get him to come out of the ark. But on the 7th day, it began to pour down the rain. Even the bowels of the earth opened up, and there was a great flood. Yes, I believe it. I believe it because it is written in the holy word of God, and I believe the word of God, the written word as well as the living word. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing just where he was going. Yes, he believed God. He staggered not at the promises of God, and he left his home, and he started on this journey, not knowing or understanding just where he was going, but he knew that God was leading him. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Abraham received a number of promises from God, not only that his seed would inherit the land of Canaan, the promised land as it became known, but he also believed in the eternal God that was to come, and he believed in the coming of the Savior, for God had told him that through him all the nations of the earth would be blessed. And he was not speaking from the standpoint of his heirs inheriting the land of promise there. He was talking about the promised Messiah. Yes, that promise was made to Abraham, and Abraham believed it. And for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Now, that's not talking about a literal city. No, that's talking about that heavenly city, the heavenly Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem that the Hebrew writer talks about, and also we read about in the book of Revelation, that city that John saw coming down. It was not a literal city. It was the bride of Christ, the church of the living God. So he looked, Abraham looked, for the city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Jesus Christ said, upon this rock, upon himself, upon his teachings, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Through faith, still talking about Abraham, through faith also Sarah received seed, strength. She received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Yes, God had made a promise to Abraham when he was 75 years of age. And that promise was fulfilled when Abraham was 100 years. So there was 25 years from the time the promise was made until it was fulfilled. But beloved, the promise was true just as 25 years later, it was just as true as it was the day that it was given. Yes, Isaac was born. Therefore, sprang from even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky, in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise. In other words, they did not live until the coming of Christ, but they believed it, and they were able to receive the promise, and their souls were blessed because they did believe the promise, even though they did not see the reality of it. But having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And again, that's not talking about a literal country. That's talking about receiving the things of God, including eternal life. And truly, if they had been mindful of the country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly country, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city, an eternal city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered to up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son. That's talking about Abraham offering Isaac, and that was a type of God offering his only begotten son. According to that, God was able to raise him up from the dead. Notice what this verse, 19 verse says. Abraham had so much faith that if he actually went through offering his son, and he intended to, he believed that if he slew his son there on that altar, he had so much faith to believe that God would raise him from the dead, because the promise that God made Abraham was to be fulfilled through Isaac and those that followed him. So Abraham accounted that God was able to raise him up, that's Isaac, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. In other words, God saw in Abraham's heart the willingness to obey God in doing it, and as far as God was concerned, it was an actuality. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, bless both the sons of Joseph and worship, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Joseph was sold into Egyptian bondage, or sold to those who took him into Egypt, into bondage, and he lived there and he died there. But he knew the time would come when God would deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt. And he commanded them, whenever you go out of Egypt, you take my bones with you. And they did it. They took them with him. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come of years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, for he had faith that God would do it, would keep his promises, and would do what he said he would do. And Moses had respect unto the recompense of the reward. In other words, that God would keep his promises to him and to the children of Israel. And that if he lived right, did what was right, and died in the faith, he would receive the promise that God gave of having eternal life through Jesus Christ. Now, we drop on down in the 11th chapter of Hebrews to verse 36, and it says, "And others had tried of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, and in the mountains, and in dens, and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect." Now they believed God's promises. They believed the coming on the coming of the Messiah, even though they lacked the earlier ones that I mentioned. They had not seen, they did not see the actual birth of the Son of God, but they believed the promise that God had made Abraham, that through his seed all the nations of the earth would be blessed. So remember, without faith it is impossible to please God. But they that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In regard to those who perished in the latter part of this chapter, I believe it took just as much faith, if not more, on their part to face death than it did some of the earlier ones that I read about. So we have many miracles spoken of here in this 11th chapter of Hebrews. And the same God that worked those mighty miracles long ago is still seated on his throne, and he's still a miracle-working God today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures with this precious people today. We trust that the thoughts that we have brought along with the scriptures have proven to be a blessing to our congregation. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another broadcast of the Way of Truth with you, and we do trust that it has been a blessing. We would be delighted if you would write and let us know, and our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you can also join us in our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. Our Wednesday evening service at 7. And they are broadcast live over the Internet. www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon you.
In a world filled with pleasure, we're tempted and tried. The more that we have here on this earth, the less we're satisfied. The only thing that's lasting comes from on high. I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. I'll stand for Jesus, let the world go by. I'll claim His promise, He will supply. World go by. I'll stand for Jesus.